Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
As we know, the level 5 restrictions will kick in from midnight tomorrow night for 6 weeks. In the meantime, hundreds of businesses have to close with the temporary loss of thousands of jobs. But will it be enough to save the Christmas trade? That's the big question among many of the retailers and the businesses in towns and cities across the country. I'm joined now by Adrian Cummins, who's Chief Executive of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, and by Richard Guiney of Dublin Town. You're both very welcome to the programme. Adrian, I might talk to you first of all, because you had a call with the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar late last night after the government announcement, I believe. What did you make of the call? What was the message you got from that?
Well, look, good evening, Cormac. It was a very honest, full and frank conversation with Taoiseach. He clearly set out what the government wanted to achieve over the next 6 weeks to try and get the number of cases down in the country, get the R number down below one. He mentioned 0.7, 0.6 as being the target for the country. He did say, and we were surprised when he did say, that there is a question mark over whether hospitality would be open for indoor dining for Christmas. I did question the Taoiseach on the viability of our industry for Christmas. I appealed to the Taoiseach to look at the restrictions for restaurants specifically.
So you were surprised or even shocked at the fact that even if we achieve the end game goal after 6 weeks and we emerge on the 1st of December, that we emerge to level 3 or so, where restaurants cannot allow people to dine indoors. That's no good to you. Is that your response to that?
No, it's not. Yes, is the answer to your question, Cormac. It's no good for our industry only being able to operate for outdoor dining up to a maximum of 15 people. That's not viable for our industry. We want to get indoors, get our people in from the cold, get the customers in. And I have to point out that we have done everything that we've been asked for, COVID safety charters, all the training, all of that was being asked of us to provide safety for our customers and our staff. And we've done all of that. And we feel that our industry is being now the scapegoat for these 6 weeks of severe restrictions that's going to affect the entire country. But at the end of the day, will we have any outcome for our industry, for the hospitality industry specifically, at the beginning of December? And we need December to make... If our industry isn't open for December, it's game over for 50% of it.
Yeah, I might go to Richard Guiney, because the line is poor. We'll try and get a better line on that one, Adrian Cummins. But Richard Guiney of Dublin Town, can I ask you about your concerns? Because I believe Dublin Town is fairly busy today, but you'll need to make an awful lot of money in business in Dublin to make up for what's to come.
Yes, you're right, Cormac. We are very concerned. Our members have obviously had a very difficult year in 2020, and frankly, a lot of them were looking to have a good Christmas in order to make it into 2021, and obviously that's not going to be the case now. So we're very concerned that we're going to see quite a number of closures. And ultimately, if we start getting into a situation where one in four businesses or one in five businesses are closed on the street becomes unattractive, and that makes the viable businesses become vulnerable.
Is that a fear for you in Dublin Town?
It's a huge fear, I have to be honest.
How far away from you is that from Dublin at the moment?
Well, we've got vacancy rates approaching 10%, so 1 in 10, on the likes of Henry Street and Grafton Street at the moment. So, you know, we're heading into that kind of territory, and a lot of businesses were saying they were going to give it to Christmas and make a decision in January as to how they were fixed. So obviously, if they can't trade on the run-up to Christmas, you know, there's that points in one direction.
Is there any way that this kind of bustle in the city today and tomorrow could alleviate the pain for some business, or even that click and collect could alleviate the pain that's bound to be faced by business in Dublin and other towns and cities across the country?
You're right to say other towns and cities. Like, we've obviously been speaking to people around the country, and I think our experience is not unique in that. look, businesses are going to do click and collect, and they're going to do phone orders if they possibly can and meet those. The reality is that online trade is about 10 to 15%, and 70% of what people spend in Ireland online actually goes abroad. So we are really appealing to the public to if you're purchasing online, don't Google by the products, but by the shop that you want to keep in business, because Irish jobs will absolutely depend on that. We have had a very busy day, as you say, today. I was busy over the weekend. I think people were fearful that there would be restrictions, probably not as anticipating what actually did transpire. Mm. But look, it's not going to make up for the 6 weeks. Retailers will do a third of their turnover in the run-up to Christmas, and without that, they are vulnerable.
I suppose government are saying that they're doing as much as they can in terms of supports, and might come back to you on that one, but what is this I'm hearing about the Christmas lights in Dublin this year? I know it's business that pays for the lights, that makes the city extremely festive, that attracts people into the city centre. Is there a question mark over the lights this year?
Well, look, we'll have to look at that. Like, if it looks like the period of restriction goes on further than the 1st of December, business community will probably wonder if it's worth their while paying for putting up the Christmas lights. But there's no decision made on that, and we'll certainly consider people's views.
So you're saying it could be Christmas in darkness in Dublin this year?
Well, look, we'll have to consider whether it's worth the business community's money to pay for Christmas lights if there's not going to be a Christmas trade. But there's no decision made on that, and we'll certainly be listening to the views of the business community in respect of that.
Stay with me for a second. I think we have a better line with Adrian Cummins of the Restaurant Association of Ireland. Are you of an opinion, Adrian, that your sector has felt the effects far more than most others since restrictions have come into place?
You're correct, Cormac. Our industry has felt the full brunt of the economic effects of COVID since March. We effectively got our doors open on the 29th of June. We're now closed again. It's looking like that we will be closed up until and past Christmas unless there is some sort of change to the restrictions for our industry. We are lobbying the government hard, and we're speaking to the highest levels of government at the moment to get the restrictions alleviated so that indoor dining can happen and we can save Christmas for the vast majority of restaurants right across the country.
But it's difficult, isn't it? Because we're all in this drive in terms of public health to keep the virus at bay, to isolate and keep a distance from people, to wear masks. It's hardly conducive to a festive atmosphere in the city centre anywhere, is it?
Well, if the hospitality industry isn't open, which we are a regulated environment, a controlled environment, people will go effectively to house parties and have an uncontrolled celebration within their own homes. And that doesn't help the fight against COVID. In effect, it will increase the cases in the future for COVID. And what we're saying to the government very clearly, let us be part of playing a part in the fight against COVID. Help us to get our doors open. Make sure that there is controls in place, that there is inspections, and that these businesses do the right thing. And we will do the right thing. We have done it so far. There is very, very few single-digit cases linked to restaurants over the last 6 months. So effectively, we've done everything that we've been asked to do.
It seems to be, and I'll come back to Richard in just a second, but just to you, Adrian, it seems to be that the strategy is to keep the figures at bay or abated by having rolling lockdowns or in and out of lockdowns. Can business survive sustainably in that environment?
No, absolutely not, Cormac. No business can survive a rolling lockdown, which seems to be the strategy of the government now. We were of the opinion that we would take the pain for 5 to 6 weeks, get the cases down, get us back open, and have a controlled, regulated environment so that there is inspections, so that people do the right thing and business owners may do exactly what they're supposed to do, have a controlled environment. Yep. And we will do that if our doors are allowed to be opened in December.
The other big question, Richard Guiney, is around banks. And this was discussed in the Dáil again today, particularly around mortgage holders and so on. But this affects business as well, obviously. You need the understanding and the forbearance of banks, don't you, not to close in on debt, especially when restrictions are in place.
Look, we need a collective conversation, I think, right across the board, and everybody has to be part of that. You know, businesses are under enormous pressure, and I think it's incumbent on us all to keep as many businesses afloat as we possibly can so that, you know, we have some sort of an economy going forward. And, you know, the reality is that we could be living with the repercussions of the decisions that are being made now for decades to come. You only have to look at O'Connell Street, where vacancy rates were allowed to rise to a certain level, and in the 1970s, and we're still fighting to get that street back to where it can be.
Okay, well, Richard Guiney of Dublin Town and Adrian Cummins, Chief Executive of the Restaurant Association of Ireland, thank you both very much indeed for joining us on the programme this evening.